4.
You got the other?
Hollered a man. Blinded by the sack, he felt his hands twisted brutally behind and bound before he could react.
You get up now. You try anything and I'll knock you back down for good, you hear?
Inside a near airless darkness, he heard perfectly well. The man shoved him through the trees back to the clearing, where he heard the girl screaming high-pitched and ragged.
This one's slippery as a snake, said another voice.
I'm gonna take this sack off your head, darky, and don't you try nothing.
For the second time that new morning, the sun glared at him. When his eyes focused, he saw a fat man struggling to hold on to the girl. Though much smaller, she fought with the fury of a cornered rat.
Let me go! I ain't a nigger, I ain't no runaway,
she screeched. She lashed and spit and tried to bite.
Damn you,
the fat man cried, shoving her arms behind her with such force it seemed they must be broken. If so, it didn't stop her from kicking and screaming bloody murder.
Shut her up, can't you? Shut her damn mouth closed before she wakes the dead.
Use this here,
said the one who'd captured him. The girl gagged as a rag was roughly shoved in her mouth, and another tied around her head to hold it in. She grunted with pain as she was hawk-tied, hands to ankles, and left face down on the spongy ground.
Ooh-wee,
said the other one.
Easiest damn day we ever had. I told you it'd be worth it to go deeper in.
Sweat ran down the fat man's face. The girl had been a lot of work.
Shit. This boy ain't no 5 feet 10 inches. This one's near 6 feet if he's a day.
He poked him in the chest.
Ain't half old enough. Look at him. Just a bony kid. And the hair, that's pure wool.
He dropped a paper to the ground where it landed face up. $50 reward. Ran away from our sawmill in Washington County on the fourth instant. A Negro man named Ned, about 34 years old, copper color, nearly straight black hair, about 5 feet 10 inches high.